Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Shoe Podcast, the only sneaker podcast where 50% of the hosts know how to play poker. I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
I'm your co-host, Tanner Young. Hey, but here's the thing. Nothing is more dangerous in poker than someone who doesn't know how to play poker.
But has the confidence of someone who does. I'm a threat on the battlefield. Exactly.
Yeah. 100%.
You want me on your poker team whenever we're playing, for sure.
You do. Let me tell you what. Could not get a beat on this guy. I had I had no idea if he had a good hand or a bad hand.
Yep. You don't know if I'm going to check. You don't know if I'm going to bet. Am I going to raise you 50 on the first round? I might.
Who knows? I mean, to be fair, also a deadly combination of I don't play poker.
Yeah.
And we're playing with no money. Like, this is all virtual.
Exactly. Like, it's all fake money. So. Well, if you want to get, you know, like real existential, the whole currency system globally is all. It's all on the Scouts Honor system of, like, this $20. Trust me, that little piece of paper. Yeah. We should go back to chicken and gold is all I'm saying.
Could you imagine going back to shaving off gold, you know?
Shaving it? Yeah. No, that's why you just deal in gold bars. Okay. What are we doing here? What are we doing? Shoe Podcast coming back at you this week with the whole kitchen sink, a little what's going on in the world of sneakers, a real state of the shoe union, you might call it. Okay, no, you're there. You just wow, you got the statue pose for a second.
Yeah,
I had to check. I was like, is he still there?
I was waiting on the hit of the OG intro. That's what I thought was going to happen.
Oh, you thought I had it queued up? No. I put pictures together and that was enough work for me. We put this recording off 4 days, so it's, you know, at this point, the fact that the two of us are sitting in front of a camera, people are lucky. Which, speaking of, didn't say it earlier, we are sitting in front of a camera. So if you happen to be listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcast or wherever you might be listening to it, you can watch it on Spotify. Or if you want to come over to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/@shoepodcast, you can watch this whole episode. And because we're going to be talking about so many sneaker releases, the visuals of what the shoes look like, probably going to be pretty important in this context. And while you're there, hit that subscribe button. Do us a quick little favor.
Come on.
Cost you nothing.
It's free.
Yeah. So
it's fun.
One more F.
Free, fun, and freaky.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. So like we said earlier, we got just a little roundup of what's currently going on in sneakers, some stuff that's been announced or released recently. You know, we start at the beginning of every month and we talk about what's coming out for the month, but obviously now more than ever we have no way to tell everything that's going to get announced or actually released in a month. So here we are with a little mid-month check-in until we have something more interesting to talk about. Keep it real,
you know.
Yep.
Bottom of the barrel,
shall we? Well, and I'm gonna stop you right there. Some good stuff on this list. Bottom of the barrel in terms of ideas
for us,
top shelf barrel in terms of the shoes we're going to talk about, I would say.
You know what this is? You know what this episode is?
What is this?
It's a ham sandwich on the beach.
Ooh.
And if you've had a ham sandwich on the beach, you know what I'm talking about compared to a ham sandwich just at your house.
Okay.
It's just simple, but for some reason when you're on the beach with a ham sandwich, it just, I mean,
I'm a James John in that moment. Jimmy John? I couldn't know him. I'm James John in that moment.
Put some respect on the senior.
Speaking of, you want to talk about some elevation here? Let's get into our first shoe that we've got lined up to talk about. The Adidas Crazy Infinity Chalk. Now, these weren't just like released or leaked this week. I think these first made their debut at All-Star Weekend this year in February, where, you know, they said this silhouette was going to be coming out. But this week was the real, like, knock, knock, we're here. It's time to go. They're coming out this week. So, yes, the Adidas Crazy Infinity, this first colorway that's releasing is called Chalk. They are, if you are or are not aware, inspired by the past Adidas and Kobe signature shoes that have come out, which if you're familiar with the Kobe line, you probably see it pretty quickly. So a lot of elements of the Kobe 1, and I think the zipper element is kind of off the Kobe 3, which technically I think was unreleased. Okay. But these first released exclusively at Packer Shoes this week on Wednesday, July 19th. Retailing these $160, so it's, you know, cheaper than like a lot of your performance basketball shoes, but, you know, still not nothing. And yeah, this first colorway is called Chalk. I pulled a couple pictures here that I figured we can just kind of cycle through. This one, a little bit more of an on-foot look if you've got those pants that zip up to your knee.
As you should.
Another very speedy, blurry image here. Maybe they're trying to convey that these shoes are going to help you move very fast. So, you know, we don't have to spend too much time on it, but a couple of just like the talking points that I wanted to line up. Let me get your thoughts. And if anyone out there bought a pair or knows, because it's a new silhouette, so I don't know that we really know yet. How much do you think these are like straight up performance basketball, not going to be comfortable to wear during the day versus maybe they put some boost in there and you could get away with wearing these because I'm pretty into these, but not so into it that I'll blindly throw $160 and be like, hope these are comfy when they get here, you know?
Yeah. Man, I don't know.
Doesn't it look like they're... Yeah, go ahead.
They look pretty, I would say, comfy. I just by looking at them, but I don't know. It's like, you know, when you look to that outsole and it kind of looks not separate, it looks very, I guess, rigid, more rigid than you would look for in just a casual sneaker.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be tough. This may be one of those that you're probably going to want to try on before you buy or wherever you get them. Hopefully they have a pretty good return policy.
Yeah. And the good news here is that seemingly a lot of the internet's reception is that these are trash and they don't like them. So that's why I didn't jump to buy them from Packer yesterday on the exclusive. Cause I was like, let's wait a while. Some more shops are obviously going to get these. Maybe even some in our area. I could go try them on, or even probably just feeling them in person. You'll be able to tell how comfy they are. And then the way shoes have been going lately, if you can stick it out long enough, if you can wait long enough, these might even go on sale. You know, if people keep that same
really
energy,
feeling them?
if they keep that same energy from the comments, I would say.
Which, hey,
yeah,
like I said, if you're itching to pick these up, I do like the silhouette. I think they are very a good unique look. I like that Adidas is moving past biting Yeezys, you know, trying to be like, hey, we're, you know, I mean, obviously they're just biting another shoe that they've,
Well, and that's what's so funny is that you see a lot of the comments of people being like, oh, they're floundering without Kanye. Look at them biting Kanye's style. You know, these are obviously very like, you know, 700 or like the minivan inspired. And then a lot of people having to be like, so there was this guy named Kobe Bryant that was working with Adidas before Kanye, actually.
I like them though. I think they are. I think they are a good look. They do look very futuristic, I would say, but not as a knock to them. But they do look very like if you were watching a movie made in like 1984, and they were like, this is in the year 2500.
Oh, okay.
It's like an '80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Version of the future, which I like.
Okay.
You know, I really like the look of them. So, would be interesting to try them on, you know, to see how,
for sure.
Like you said, what is that, you know, balance between true performance and casual.
Yeah. And for anyone that's familiar with it, you know that the Adidas Kobe Bryant, you know, signature lines in the past is kind of like a people love to hate it and hate to love it type of shoe, you know, like it's definitely not for everyone and it's probably not for anyone. So I think this is a really good updated modern take on it. Last thing I kind of just wanted to ask, do you think we're finally starting to see some of Jerry Lorenzo's touch here with his work at Adidas? Because
100%.
I don't know how much he was involved in revamping this silhouette or making the silhouette inspired by the Kobe's, but the colorway is like almost undeniably Fear of God, you know?
Colorway is very Fear of God and also kind of like a... You know how they'll show like car models with like the clay version and how like very hard the lines are?
The angular,
that kind of, I see that a lot with this, and I know that you do see that a lot in the Fear of God line.
Yeah.
So I mean, honestly, if they would have said like this colorway is bone or something like that, even chalk
is
very Fear of God.
A
you
little
know what I mean?
Stirring the wine in the hand, you know?
Yeah.
I get that.
I would hope, you know, that at least maybe having Jerry a part of Adidas is at least coming to fruition. Maybe, like you said, as to how much his hand actually played this, but I think it is a good look. It is a good look. I like Adidas doing this. It is something a little bit unique and new from them, which is refreshing.
Yeah, definitely agreed. So looking forward to hopefully seeing these in person before too long.
Absolutely.
That being said, that's what we've got lined up for these to talk about. Do you want to segue us into your segment here?
Rumor has it. Rumor has it. Please don't copyright strike us. Rumor has it. So I've kind of got this set up in the sense of like, these are all very much rumored. That the shoes that I'm going to talk about, I've got them set up in the sense of what is probably not, we may not see to what we are probably going to see.
Yeah, for sure.
So this first one is an Air Jordan 1 Low. What the Soulfly. So Soulfly has had a lot of collaborations with Nike. And it seems like Soulfly is doing a what the of all of their shoes that they've done.
Yeah.
If you've listened to the podcast, you know I am a big fan of the What the Dunk series.
Sure.
Where they do that. So I love when Nike does this.
Mm-hmm.
They are very weird shoes. I mean, obviously, I think that is the core concept of what they are supposed to be, which is why I love them so much.
Yeah.
So this is taking a couple pieces. I tried, you know, again, this is all very, very rumored. There are no dates. It's all just speculations. They have had some more pictures being kind of leaked and put out there. So people are having a little bit more like, oh, are we going to see them? Are we not going to see them? There's not even a possible date for these. It's, they're not very even early. Saying, you know, yeah. So I kind of was looking at all the Soulfly collabs and trying to see what I can see.
A little detective work.
Oh, yeah. They did a Jordan 88 Racer, which they might be taking on one of the shoes on the heel cap. It kind of looks like the Racer, especially with that hot pink. Possibly the green that you can see around like all the laces and the anglets. The Jordan Spizike that they did was an all green shoe. Maybe they did a Jordan 3. And I'm thinking, obviously, that's where they're getting the elephant print from.
Sure.
That's and they did do a Jordan 1 high that had that red toe box. So possibly from there, the yellow swoosh, the peach toe box with like that black suede. I couldn't necessarily find a shoe that I was really thinking where it's coming from. But obviously, it is from one of the Soulfly collaboration. So I think this is just, I really love that Nike does this. I like that Nike is like, hey, Soulfly, you've done a ton of shoes with us, giving them an opportunity to do a what the is very cool. Would love to see it. It kind of, looking at this, I was like, man, I would love to see that with like other big collaborations. I think that would be great.
Yeah.
You know, Union doing a what the Union would be great. The Travis Scott would just probably print every money. Server. Oh, printing my
money. Yeah.
Goodness. So again, this one, not even a speculative month or even year, but we've got more and more pictures coming out. So I thought, very cool shoe.
Yeah, I very think cool shoe. If I could weigh in on it, I like the idea of what the series, especially with collaborators, because I think you kind of touched on this. It's a very cool way for them to sort of have a milestone of all the things that they've done together, you know, and like, it's like a nice little retrospective of everything. My only thing with this one in particular is that I think a what the, you know, it obviously works on the Dunks. It works on what the Pauls, because Paul Rodriguez has some pretty notable designs. And I think just this week or last, we first started seeing leaks that there's going to be a what the Clot Dunk coming out soon, which again works for them with a lot of the designs they've done, like the Kiss of Death with the clear toe box, like very iconic design elements. For these, though, it kind of just seems like a what the Jordan general release.
Very like, much has that aspect.
A lot of the panels and details are just like, oh, here's red leather, because we once used red leather, an elephant print. And it's like, yeah, there's a lot of shoes that do that, you know?
That definitely, I could definitely see that, you know, because the Soulfly collabs definitely don't have a lot of those very iconic
right
creations.
Yeah.
For sure. They are very much just a, it does feel more like this is a Jordan release with this company's name behind sure. it. So I definitely see that. I agree. And obviously, you know, that is, I think, the biggest drive to getting a What the Shoe mm-hmm. because they're pretty hardware, you know, because it's just patchwork
sure. yeah.
to a shoe. But obviously the main drive to getting a What the is all of those huge iconic mm-hmm. aspects all put together. Mm-hmm. So these we'll see, you know, this may be just a fun thing that they did yeah. and they're just
goofing
pictures.
Around in the studio. Maybe we're just being silly. We're just having fun.
Yeah.
There's no rules.
So who knows? Who
okay.
knows?
Okay.
But then the next one on the list, more rumored, but an actual rumored date
yeah.
seems possibly confirmed.
Okay.
So we're getting an Ama Meunier Jordan 5, which yep. is kind of a gimme. You know, yeah. I think a very like, yeah, obviously
softball.
We would see that for sure. So some cool aspects to this. Mm-hmm. I mean, one, as soon as I saw it, I was like, this reminds me of the Paris 5s mm-hmm. that are pretty iconic. But it's, mm-hmm. again, the Paris 5s are a black Jordan 5, which I think just is a slam dunk. Looks great.
Sure.
Cool things about what I really like about this one. On the bubble, it says Ama Meunier, you know, kind of mm-hmm. written. So I think that's cute. I really like that.
Okay.
One of the coolest details... A very attention detail is the mesh that is the Jordan 5. It's all the A's.
That's
so
insane.
The logo.
Me. That's like
which
that's
looks
crazy
so cool.
to be because that's more than just like let's print something on a pattern we already have. That's like a we got to figure out how to make this. You know,
cut yeah, especially for that shoe. So I thought that was like super cool. I thought that was a really good touch. I remember when I first was like putting this episode together and looking at the shoe, I was like something looks different.
Yeah.
About this mesh, I even went go grab a pair of my fives that I have, and
yeah.
I'm looking at it. I was like, "Is it the same? Is it not?" And then when doing a little bit more digging into it
in.
And seeing that,
yeah.
yeah, I was like zooming in. I was
enhanced.
Like,
oh, you do the control scroll.
It is the Ama Meunier A's.
Yeah.
So I was like, "That's cute.
That
cool.
is
super.
Yeah.
That is very fun."
I like that your notes say "cute." It made me laugh when I was reading it earlier. Cute. Da, 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 cute.
Yeah.
This is cute.
Sometimes when I'm writing my notes, they're just for Ryan, you know, they're, you know, so I thought it was great. I really like it. Going seems a little bit further. Cause I know Ama Meunier, it has been very, particular about like the color, you know, they're very
yeah.
like that,
yeah.
I guess burgundy maroon. You
yeah.
know,
it's that deep, like you said, maroon kind of violet. Dark purple.
There you go. Which is on the five, you know,
yeah.
for sure. But very, very muted.
It's on the, what do they call that? The shark teeth. It's like from the fighter planes
yeah.
on the front.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it's on the sock liner, which I don't know if I grabbed a picture of, but
it's very hard to see.
It's on the sock liner. Yeah.
It's not as big of a, part of the shoe, which I think is
yeah.
kind of something you do expect. So interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Will be interesting to see kind of more as to if they do talk about the use of the color, because I do feel that like Ama Meunier is very, very particular about
very
a lot of the things that they do.
For sure.
So will be interesting to see about that. This is rumored to be releasing November of this year.
Yeah.
You know, again, no specific date, but there is at least. We possibly will see it November
month, before the end
of
the year.
23.
Yeah.
yeah. So pretty cool. I think, I mean, for sure, I am a big, big fan of the five. So I'm going to be really, really trying for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, as soon as I saw it, I was like, that just gave me that Paris 5 mm-hmm. feel, which I absolutely love that shoe as well. So
yeah.
getting this would be... really great. I love the kind of hint of the yellow that is coming from underneath the shoe on that outsole.
Oh yeah, it's around. I'd say more
looks
than
good.
A hint. That is yellow. That is pre-aged.
Well,
1000%.
I guess if you're yeah, if you you know from the you know unless you're you know stepping on a hater, they're really
right.
See
yeah,
that
yeah.
yellow. You know? So I really like these. I am hoping.
Mm-hmm.
I think we will for sure see this shoe. You know, will we see it in November, earlier, possibly maybe early next year? Who actually knows? So I am hoping that that November 23 date is pretty set in stone.
Fingers crossed. Yeah.
We'll see.
I think, go ahead.
I was going to say, as an Amal Meunier guy.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about these?
So the two first thoughts that I have is that, one, all of these pictures are bad pictures. Like, these pictures do not make these shoes look good. They make the materials, like, I'm assuming it's like a black suede look. They look cheap in these pictures, but knowing Amal Meunier, it's not going to look that way in person. So I think number one, my prediction is that a lot of people are going to see these leaked images, similar to how when people saw leaks of the Union Jordan 4s and the pictures were so bad. And everyone's like, these are not it. And then the actual pictures come out and everyone's like, these are it. I take that back. So I'm sure there will be a little bit of that. My second thought is that I do not care for this logo on the air bubble here, and almost would not be surprised if this is a sample thing and doesn't see the actual release, because I'm pretty positive on no other Jordan collaboration that they've done have they straight up put the name of their company on the outside of the shoe. And when I think of Amal Meunier and I think of their Jordan collaborations meant to be like premium feeling product, I feel like slapping your name right on the outside of it doesn't necessarily convey that. So that's just my thought of that. Like, I'd be surprised if I see them go in this direction, but they might. I don't know.
I also kind of thought the same of, I thought it was odd that it was on the bubble. I didn't really understand.
Hang on. You thought it was cute. We got you in 4K. You said you thought it was cute.
No.
Cute.
The mesh.
The mesh was cute. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
What were you saying?
Yep.
What were you saying?
Yep.
Who interrupted him?
That
was rude.
It's the damn editor.
That was rude. All right, go ahead.
So I did think it was odd. I was like, well, maybe because it's, I mean, obviously, you know, on the five, it is a somewhat of a small bubble.
Yeah.
So it would make sense, though, like you said, if these are sample pairs. And I don't know why you just would need to put.
Hey, you try some things out. Yeah,
I guess. Yeah. To see how
see
how
if you like it. Yeah.
It would be interesting because especially, you know, I would imagine on that bubble, it's just going to be kind of like a screen print, you know? So it's like as you're, I'm assuming the bubble is taking a lot of wear.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot of damage. It's not going to look great probably pretty quickly. So,
but if they're going for the pre-aged aesthetic already, then that's also kind of new for Amal Meunier. Well, I guess the ones and the twos had the cracked leather, so they're kind of doing that. Okay. So I guess it's not that out there, but
we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. It will be interesting to see what that final pair holds true for that.
Yeah.
I
was going to say, as someone that is an Amal Meunier fan, and does not yet have a Jordan 5, this is like meeting two criteria for me that, like,
there you go.
I'm going to want these.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I do think, I mean, obviously people really, really hit hard for the Amal Meuniers. I always hope that when a 5 releases, people aren't a big fan of the 5s, because I think they are more of that like performance feel. They are very heavy when you're wearing
looking
them.
Looking to find out.
I'm sure this will be a tough hit.
Yeah.
But you boys are going to be hitting hard.
Yeah.
Hey, size 11.
Size 11 all around.
On the record.
We made it easier. We used to be 10 and a half and 11 and you accommodated. Now size 11. Send two pairs. We don't want to fight.
Across the board.
Yeah. Quick question before we move on to the next one. Real quick, where do these fall in the Amal Meunier Jordan arena?
Oh,
ranking wise. I'll tell you, for me, it's the threes, the fours, and then these. They're up there. They're top three, with potential that once the actual product comes out, could maybe tie with the four or even go above the four.
I would probably go threes, fives, ones.
Wow. Not even the fours. Okay.
Yeah. Fours are just, I think, I don't know.
I'll tell you what, the more I have them and I've been wearing them, fours are getting kind of up there with threes for me, only because the three is beautiful, but the three is such a white shoe that I don't wear a white shoe that much, that the four, I'm it's like, tough. It's kind of edging up there. Okay.
that there's a little bit more wearability when you got a darker colorway.
Yeah, so
absolutely. I get that. So yeah, started off, probably a shoe we're not going to see. Second shoe, hey guys, we might be seeing this shoe.
Pretty sure.
Final shoe in the, you know, the rumor romper room is going to be a shoe that we're probably going to see this year. Is the SB Dunk High Sweet Tooth.
Not the candy corn. Halloween.
Not the candy corn, Sweet Tooth.
Is candy corn trademarked?
I don't know if candy corn is trademarked.
Someone look it up. Let us know in the comments.
You see candy corn, obviously, with the shoe. But yeah. Sweet Tooth. So very interesting to see Sweet Tooth. But a lot of elements that do play into the Sweet Tooth candy. Sure. I guess Halloween, maybe they're going more of just when you think of Halloween, probably the first candy you're going to think of is candy corn. Most of the time, Sweet Tooth, things like that. Again, in Nike SB fashion, you have a lot of very funny aspects to this, such as on the inside of the tongue, obviously you see the Sweet Tooth. I guess that's a cavity.
Yeah.
You know, the little yellow hint, or maybe a piece of the top of the candy corn
stuck in the tooth. Yeah.
Stuck to the tooth. But obviously it says warning. What does it say? Warning, do not take candy from strangers. Which is obviously very funny. A little hint as to like one of the most common sayings, especially here during Halloween. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it is. It looks very much like it is. It looks like a bite mark on
Can't
the toe
confirm.
Box.
That is what it
Can't
is.
Can confirm. Okay. Yeah. I thought now, so. I was like, that looks like, you know, your molars back there.
Here's
very
my question. Here's my question. And dentists, feel free to hop in the comments if you're out there listening, which I imagine a lot of dentists do listen to us. How long would it take to match dental records to this, to know whose teeth those are?
Whose teeth? Wow. That would be funny.
I mean, maybe, I don't know how you like randomly generate a mold of 3D teeth. I feel like that's more work than to just take someone's actual dental records and put it on there. I want to know whose dental records these are. I want to know whose teeth
they are. I think it would be very, I guess, because like you would have to work at, I don't know how, are dental records public? I guess, because I know they do that for like, they do that for crime. I guess in the area. I guess maybe as a cop, you can just go to random dentistry offices.
Cops and dentists, hop in the comments. Let us know a lot about all this.
I would love for Nike SB to be like, hey, if you can correctly, with proof of how you, like, this mold is for this individual, you'll get a free pair. I think that would be funny.
Yeah.
Nike SB, again, we just asked for a pair of shoes.
Size 11.
Payment, size 11. Very now, easy.
Let me run by you a much scarier theory than maybe, you know, they 3D scan someone's bite and they're printing that into the leather every time. Could I introduce to you the possibility that in the factory, they're just picking these up off the line and the workers are just like an apple, like a Granny Smith, just the toe of every shoe? Where do you put the odds on that?
Ooh, low. I would hope.
Yeah.
I would hope low.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll leave it at that.
Honestly, you know what? The part that irked me was not necessarily, well, I guess it was them biting it, but it was the bottom teeth on the bottom of the shoe. I know it's in a factory and everything's new.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Oh, on the sole, there's like a bite mark down there?
No. Oh. No, but I would imagine, you know, I guess you couldn't do it at the top because you wouldn't get
the end. Oh, you're talking about my theory still. Yeah, I thought you were going back to the actual design of the shoe. Okay. Yeah,
I'm working you.
Yeah, that's like taking, you know how like Fat Joe licked the bottom of the shoe? That's the next level there, biting it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a real, you know, does that up or lower resell?
Depends on who bid it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then final nice little detail about this. On the tag, on the tongue, the little eye is just a spooky little candy corn, you know?
Yeah.
It's, you know, just cute. Cute. Again, I think this is a great Nike SB shoe, very much just going into play. I think they do great Halloween shoes. I think this is one of them. I think this is really great. I love how that ombre effect works very well. You see the shoe, you get it, you understand exactly what it is, the theme of the shoe, and everything like that. I like the subtlety to it. You know, I like the ombre effect. It's not these harsh lines, so they look nice.
Okay.
But then also the caveat to a holiday, you know, shoe is that you've got a very limited window to wear when you're, you know.
Unless you're our friend Vanessa, shout out Vanessa, who is a staunch advocate that you can wear the Halloween shoes year round.
Year round.
You can, people will just know, you know, which is fine. Yeah. You're not trying to hide it.
And I think these are a little bit, I would say these are a little bit easier. With the colors that they have, you could, I think, make an outfit where people would say, I think if you wear a right outfit with it, people would be like, that's a good looking shoe. Mm-hmm. But man, it looks like candy corn. You'd be like, well, actually.
Let me let you in on something. You
see, so.
Yeah, I don't know. So here's two quick thoughts I have just about like this shoe and the design of it. Is that I wish they had done what they've done for some Jordans specifically. You remember it on the Union Jordan once, where the laces, I wish the bottom part of the laces were white so they matched the shoe as well. They've done that before. I don't expect them to go the extra mile on the SB Dunks. And then secondly, I just find it very interesting that near the collar of it, like near the ankle opening, just one little patch of orange amidst the yellow there.
It is interesting.
So yeah, overall, like I think this is a very fun, very Nike SB take on a Halloween shoe.
Yeah.
It's not something that I'm looking to spend however, what are Dunk Highs going for now? Because Dunks are now like 100, 110. So maybe Dunk Highs are 120, 150. I'm out of touch.
I would imagine.
I'm not looking to spend however much it is for these. Again, to your point, to wear them once a year. And even then, of all the Halloween Dunks, these would not be at the very top of my list. But it's good. It's good.
It's cute. It's cute.
It's what
a good looking shoe.
It's what I want to see from Nike SB when they do a Dunk. You know, I want to see this. I'm tired of seeing like general release clean colorways. Those are good. Skate shops should have those so people who actually want to skate them can get them. And you know, like you can skate in Dunks and they should be on shelves. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But like, we need to get back to the funky and wacky stuff. You know, and these are.
Yes.
Let's not just do it once a year for Halloween.
100%. If every year Nike SB did an ugly Christmas sweater, like 3.0, 4.0, 5.0, and it was a different sweater every year, I would be like, this is great.
Yep.
Is it what I'm expecting? It's not like a surprise? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But again, I agree with you. Be like, it's what makes Nike SB. I think a lot of people who really love like Dunks and SB and are really infatuated with like the culture that is around SB. I think a lot of people love the out of the box, crazy, hilarious bits that they do with their sneakers. So, and this one again isn't fully confirmed, but it's pretty much in the pipeline that we're going to see this.
I'll give you a guess when you're going to see these.
Yeah.
I'll give you one guess.
Yeah, so again, not 100% confirmed, so they technically do fit in the rumor romper room, but...
Okay. The rumor romper room. I love it.
Hey, there you go. But pretty much from everything that I've seen, they are 100% confirmed that you will get them this year around the Sweet Tooth spooky season.
Of course. Last shoe that we've got to talk about here, it's really a collection. It's really a whole pack that's coming out. Probably, I would say some of the big... Oh, we got a quick timeout.
Hold on.
Oh, quick timeout.
We're going to have to put a technical difficulty. My headphones just...
They just died. Okay.
It said I had 50%. They lied.
Well, how much is 100% really, you know? So now here we are. We're at a point where I don't know if I'm going to leave all of this in the episode or if I'm going to be... You know, I don't know if I'm going to be proactive enough to edit it out or if I'm going to be lazy and leave it all in here. So what's fascinating is that by the time you're watching this, you know if you're hearing me right now or not. But I, in this moment, do not know. And I don't really have anything fun lined up to kind of buy us some time here. It's just me riffing until Tanner gets back. And he's here. He's got he's going for the AirPods now. An elevated look. Okay. He'll give us some indication once they are paired, once he's got audio of us. And here we are. He's working on the pairing method. And he's back.
And I'm back. So, you know, continuity error.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, I was saying while you were gone, I don't know if I'm going to have the proactiveness enough to edit all of this out or if this will all be in the middle of the episode.
Hey, you know what? It is a kitchen sink, so that fits.
Yep. So speaking
don't
of,
don't trust Bluetooth percentages.
Yep, never, 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 never. So getting back to where were we leaving off? I was just saying, probably I think the biggest news in sneaker releases this week that I saw was the announcement and rollout of the Kith.
Ooh.
Wow, butchered the name right off the bat there. The Kith and Marvel ASICS Gel Light 3-pack celebrating the 60th anniversary of X-Men. So you've got 7 shoes in this pack. I'm going to kind of briefly, not so briefly, talk through a handful of slides and details here, and then we'll get into a little bit of discussion on them. But in case you were living under a rock and you missed all this, so we got the 60th anniversary of X-Men. 7 shoes coming out, but the shoes are coming out mystery box style, to where they come in this Mylar pack. Ooh. And you won't know, oh, this is great. Either you're really good acting or you didn't know this. And either way, keep it up. They come in a mystery box style in a Mylar pack, so you actually won't know which shoes you have until you not only open the box, but open the pack inside of the box.
Wow.
Much like trading cards. Here's something you're really going to like. And I don't know if you caught this detail, and if not, you're really going to like this. Once you open the box has like a cardboard perforated tear on the outside. So it's not just like a normal lid or slide. It's a cardboard perforated tear. And once you open it up, you can display it like a pack of cards box that you would see in a store.
I didn't know that that was the actual box. I thought this was just like a like promotional.
Okay. So to be fair, this is what they're showing in everyone's rollout video here that the shoes are coming in. So maybe there are friends and family promo pairs that look like this. But for now, we have to believe in something that these are coming in this box. That's the whole story here. You shouldn't be showing everyone this special box without some disclaimer.
And it's not a thing.
If it is, yeah. So
100%.
Shoes come in this cool, cool display box that looks like a pack of trading cards box. Each pair includes a collectible Marvel trading card ranging from common to one of one rarity. And
wow,
I think a lot of them will actually come, I don't know if it's specifically PSA organization, but they will come graded. And whatever organization it is, I'm inclined to say it's not PSA because I feel like I remember reading that. But they worked with Kith to where this is the first time that this organization has had another brand's name on their actual gradings going out. So big moment there.
Oh, wow.
There's also, if that wasn't enough for you, there's a capsule that accompanies this whole thing that's coming out where, of course, there's clothes, but you've also got a I'm going to read this for you here. A special edition X-Men comic book, which features a story following the X-Men on their day off in New York City, including attending a New York Knicks game, shopping at a Kith store, and defeating multiple villains on a subway train. And if that wasn't enough for you, the comic also includes Ronnie Feig as a character.
Why wouldn't it?
And then you've also got a one-up arcade cabinet, which who knows how many of those. The company that did the chairs? Modernica? I think those are Modernica chairs. The jacket with the all-over print, the Xavier University hat. So there's even more clothes that goes along with this. These are just some of the most exciting items that I put together here. So like I said, there are 7 colorways coming out, with the most limited colorway being the 1975 Wolverine pair, which is that yellow and blue one.
Obviously, yeah.
Limited to every 1 out of 36 boxes, which is the same ratio that the rarity of the trading cards actually come in, 1 in 36. Oh,
very cool.
So last 2 things I will tell you here is that these are first releasing at San Diego Comic-Con, which I think is actually going on now at the time of recording, and then there's going to be a wider release to follow. And then the last thing I'll say before I open it for discussion, what I really liked about the rollout of these, I don't know if you caught it, is that Kith sent different videos for every major sneaker outlet to post on their Instagram. So there's 7 pairs here. So like Complex Sneakers posted the Rogue pair. Sneaker News posted one of the Wolverine pairs. Nice Kicks posted the Gambit. Every channel got their own pair to post. And so it was actually like really fun for me. These either started posting on Monday or Tuesday. It was very fun. It was kind of like, you know, hunting. You were like looking, you're like, okay, what pair is over here? And like, who got this pair? And you're trying to find them all to put the list together. So I thought it was just a really cool way to do very a rollout cool. that I don't know that I've actually seen done before.
Very, very cool.
So there is a lot of talking from my end and a lot of details. What are your thoughts overall on this pack, this collab coming out?
I think it's great. I think it's very fun. I think this is a great way to inject the fun of sneakers.
Yeah.
Which I think we've been lacking a lot of. I think we have been lacking a lot of just this very just like fun, enjoyment, excitement that is sneakers, because like we've said a couple times of with the internet, there is no mystery.
There's no surprises.
You know, you know a year in advance what's coming out. You don't know maybe when it's coming out, but you know what it's going to look like, you know, and not many tweaks are going to happen. So while the same is true, we know what's going to be in the pack. If you're lucky enough to get one, you still have that excitement of like, well, which one is it going to be?
Yeah.
You know, obviously there's the downside to it of, you know, you open it and you're like, this isn't the pair I want, or you open it and you're like, I don't even like this pair. Like, I don't even want it now. Hope, and I would imagine if you're feeling that way, probably most people are, which means that you may not get your money back, and or you may not make a ton of money if that was your
So let me interrupt you for a second here, because that's the main talking point that I want to have around these. A little bit of context for everyone is that I think you are a bit of a mystery pack guy. Like, to let everyone know, whenever we're hanging out, if there's a Target trip involved, you're at the register, you're grabbing everyone the little, like, $2, $3 mystery packs. You're like, we're all opening these. This is going to be our
also, thing. Also, my bowling ball that I use, it was a mystery pack.
Yeah.
So, I like you said,
you're through and through a mystery 100%. Pack guy. But counteracting that, as I'm sure you've seen, there's been a lot of controversy and criticism lately around sneaker cons and the guy that's there with the mystery boxes, that people buy the mystery box of sneakers and they're getting ripped off and stuff like that. So where do you see these falling on that scale? How are these kind of different or similar to either of those scenarios? And I've got my thoughts, but I feel like, again, since you're kind of a mystery pack guy, I really, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on it.
I mean, this is going to be, I think this is way different than the controversy that was happening at SneakerCon. Because SneakerCon, you were buying a box that you could get very little, like you could get less value.
It was a very blind box.
Very blind box. You'd pay $300 and you could get a pair of shoes that you could buy for $120, you know, and a very generic Supreme sticker, maybe a, you know, a Bape keychain, you know, so you were very much like you lost with that. So I think that was where that is the big difference, I would say, with what this release is going to be and what that aspect was. That aspect, that mystery box that was happening at SneakerCon, was very much gambling.
Yeah.
You could win big and you could lose.
Yeah.
You know, but the loss and the win was money.
Yeah.
This release is very much a mystery bag. Yeah. You're going to pay the same price for everything. You're paying the price for a shoe. Mm-hmm. Now, you may get a shoe that you like. You may get a shoe that you don't like, which is the same thing like those mystery grab bags, like you said, at like Target. If I grab the Godzilla one, I may be like, I want Mecha Godzilla.
Sure.
But I may get like, you know.
Just a total hypothetical, by the way. This isn't based on your real life. If it were, if I was into collecting little Godzillas.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, hypothetical. Exactly.
Yeah.
I might get, you know, I'd be like, okay, I want Mecha Godzilla, or to scratch my nostalgia, I want the 2000s Godzilla. Sure. But maybe I get like 1970s Mothra, which is still great. Which is still great. I'm
nothing wrong with Mothra. A lot of people love Mothra.
Yeah, but there is that like disappointment because I didn't get the thing. That's going to be the same thing with this. You're going to be like, boy, either A, hopefully, if you've got this, you're like, boy, I'm hoping it's this specific colorway because that's the one I want to wear. I want it in my collection. I want it so bad. And if you open it and you don't get that, you're like, oh, I didn't get that one. But I did get, you know, this other one, which is still very cool. I was able to be a part of this.
I think the thing here, though, is that the "but I still got" pill is a lot harder to swallow when it's $160 rather than $3 in the Target aisle. You know,
that's very true.
I think that's the only thing that, like, I love, in theory, I love the blind bag idea and like the excitement and the thrill of it. And, you know, it's very well proven that like the anticipation leading up to the event is sometimes a much bigger release of serotonin and dopamine than the event itself. 100%. So that could very well be the case here. But there are a couple of colorways in this pack that I'm so like, I would not wear that even though I'm like, I can't throw the money at it, you know?
Yeah, I would say me looking at this.
That's a good segue because I wanted to ask, what are the pairs you like? What are the overall pairs you like? Which one would you be most excited to get? And which one would you be most bummed to get?
So looking at these, I'm assuming, okay, obviously the yellow and blue is the...
That's the 75 Wolverine. And the yellow and red is 80s Wolverine. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I like that one.
The 75 Wolverine?
The 75 Wolverine. Okay. I like that one better.
Okay.
But I just think the yellow, red, and black look better. The yellow, blue, and black is, I think, the most iconic of this is Wolverine. Yeah. But I like the, I think the red just looks better with those colors.
Mm.
The blue and yellow.
That's Cyclops.
Which is Cyclops. I think it's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love that one. I think it's a great, great colorway. Mm-hmm. The, I guess, what is that? Peach?
Yeah.
And maybe tan?
Yeah.
Who's that one?
Gambit, I believe.
Gambit. Okay. I guess I could see that being Gambit with the trench coat that Gambit has.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming the blue pair is Nightcrawler.
Yes.
The blue and white?
Yes.
Yeah. White and black is Storm?
That's Storm. Yeah. They literally were like, yo, does she have hair? And that's the shoe. Yep.
Yeah. And then the green and yellow.
Rogue.
Okay. So of those, I really enjoy Storms.
Mm-hmm.
Gambits are my favorite. I would put them Gambits, 75 Wolverines.
Yeah.
Cyclops and Storm.
Okay.
When it comes to Nightcrawler and Rogue, I think they're fine. They're just okay. And then I think the blue, honestly, the I guess most exclusive expensive Wolverines are, I would probably put as my least favorite.
Really?
With just the colorway. That being said.
Oh, no, hang on. I think I didn't say it right to you. So the black, yellow, and red ones are your least favorite?
No, that's my, I would say, second favorite.
That's okay. No, then you've got it right. Okay, so that's the 1980. Those are not rare.
Yeah.
Yellow, black, and blue 75 Wolverine is rare, and those are your least favorite.
Those are my least favorite in the pack.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Wow.
So of that, the four of them I would absolutely love to have. Again, the common Wolverines, Gambit, Cyclops, and Storm. Lord, maybe, that's a lot. Very mouthful.
Maybe the only man in history to go on the record saying, if I got the most rare and exclusive pair, I'd be pretty bummed about it.
I would, if anything, I would be like, this is great. I would be at that moment where I'm like, man, do I want to keep this just because this is it's a rare sneaker? And when's the next time I'm going to have the opportunity to hold a very rare sneaker?
Sure.
But then there's also that aspect where depending on, you know, what that resale is, you know, it might be.
You got to consider.
Payments to be made.
Yeah.
So I, looking at this pack, same thing. If I'm in Target, I'm looking at the options that I can get. If at least half of them are things that I actually want, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
With the, if at least half of them are things I want, and then of the other half, I'm like, I would be okay with, and then these are things I don't want, I still get it. If it's 50-50 of like, I hate all of these, but I love these, I look at it, I'm like, I don't know. So I would for sure want to go for this as the blind bag aspect. Again, like you said, I'm a blind bag guy.
And through
most of these shoes, I would absolutely, I think they would be great to wear.
All right. I'll see you on release day.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I'll be hunting.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, you know, I know you're not a blind bag guy.
Yeah.
So want to experience the anticipation and risk of a blind bag, or do you wait and see what for resale is
open
on the
their pair
and resell, because you know what's going to happen. There's going to be resale on, hey, if you want the Storm, sure, here's what it is. And then there's going to be resale on,
yeah,
you know, that. But then it's like, is there resale on the shoe? You may get a shoe that's like the cheapest, but you got the cheapest shoe, but that cheapest shoe had a rare card with it.
That's possible.
There's so many.
When you resell the shoes, you don't have to include the card. No,
I would. If I'm trying to make money, which again, well, but, if I'm in reseller mindset,
Here's the thing. Here's the thing is that StockX and GOAT, when you sell on them, it's like all included accessories. Like if you don't have a shoe, if you got a shoe and you don't have the extra laces that came with it,
can't sell.
I always forget. I don't know if it's can't sell or you have to like list it as with defects and it goes for a lower price. On GOAT, that's an option. On StockX, it's not an option. So that's the interesting thing. But how would they? Well, I mean, they would know if you put a card in there or not, but they wouldn't know if it's the card that came with it. I don't know. That curious to see. Anyways, that's a whole other conversation. For me, I like five of these. I like Storm, Nightcrawler, both Wolverines, and Cyclops. With Gambit and Rogue being my two least favorite, with Rogue specifically being my least favorite. Because the Green Bay Packers. I have nothing against the Green Bay Packers, but I can't look at a green and yellow shoe and not be like, oh, Green Bay Packers. Okay, go cheese.
I think that's fair.
But there's some comfort in me knowing that if I got one of these and I got the Gambit pair, while I wouldn't be stoked, if you got a pair that I was more stoked on, we could trade.
Even swap.
So that being said, I mean, I like the 75 Wolverines because when I think Wolverine, I think of the meme of him holding the picture frame because I didn't read a lot of X-Men growing up, and that's the Wolverine I see. So that one's like, but the other Wolverine is good. Storms and Nightcrawler's both a little too plain for me. You know, like both kind of looking like GRA6.
For sure.
Cyclops, at least a little bit more interesting. So, I mean, for me, it's really the Wolverines because I can kind of see the color a little bit more accurately.
With the character.
Yeah, with the character. Whereas the other ones was like, oh, I could see. You know, like it kind of reminds me of like, it's not as one to one. These are obviously better. But remember some of the Adidas Star Wars stuff where you'd be like, that's Yoda because it's green and brown?
It's green and brown. Yeah.
So anyways, all that being said, even though I know, and I do this for a living, statistically, my odds are good of getting something that I would like to wear. There being any chance that I get this Green Bay Packers shoe in the mail and then having to figure out what to do with it.
Yeah.
Kind of blows it for me.
But the fun, I guess the fun immediately is deflated when if you pull that shoe.
There's the difference.
You're like, ooh, this is exciting. Yeah. But Ryan, think of the content.
There's a difference between $5 fun and $160 fun. You know?
That is true.
I'll stick to the target aisle with you.
Again, but like I think the cool thing with this is, you like I said, getting a shoe you don't want, can be redeemed with a higher rarity card.
Yeah,
you know, so which could be because like one of those things. Let's say I agree if I pull Rogue. Probably not going to want to wear that. I think I've got green shoes that I'm going to go with before that I've got a little bit more personal connection to. So I probably would want to get, you know, probably sell it, give it to, you know, things like that. And so I would be like, oh, bummed because I didn't pull a shoe that I actually want to wear or I want to keep. But then it could be like, oh, hey, but I got, you know, the third rarest car that can go with it. That's pretty cool. Do I want to keep the card, which maybe I keep the shoe because it's displayed in the box, which is like cute. But I was like, oh, now I got a really cool card to add to my card collection. Is interesting. But, and then a cool thing about this as well is you can have sneaker enthusiasts get into card collecting or be like, I'm excited about the card. Or you could have people who are into collecting cards who are like, could care less about the shoes.
Let me rare card. Let me jump in here. And man, I don't know. We could probably go for another 20 minutes on this and I'm not trying to, but I wonder if there is a customer, there's a card enthusiast that's buying these just for the cards because
100%.
I'm assuming you can't get these cards outside of these shoes.
Probably not.
I don't know that they're making these like a run of them or anything like that. And maybe,
yeah,
maybe they are, but I don't know. It's just interesting to think that there will be, there could potentially be the same, there could be people buying the same pair of shoes for very different reasons of what's inside the box. Some people are like, I really want these shoes. So. I don't care about this card, and vice versa. But it also 100%. Makes me wonder, what is the resale market on these cards if you can only get them with these shoes, you know?
Makes them even more rare, which means valuable.
Valuable for sure. Just a lot of interesting stuff. Not that we're buying these to resell, but it's just, it introduces this whole world of complexities of like, does reselling an unopened pair, is that worth more than an opened pair where you know where it's going to be?
I mean, if I look at, again, comparing two cards, you would say, yeah. You know, and because, but then that, in that aspect, it turns more into gambling, I think, because, you know, the same thing with buying an unopened pack of Pokemon cards, you know, from the 90s. That pack unopened is worth $180.
Mm-hmm.
But you could pull a card that's worth $100,000.
Right.
Or you could pull the whole pack and it's all, you just burned $160 bucks because you only got $20 worth of cards in there. You know, that is the, I think, very much a gamble, which gets tricky. But also that is the, you know, fun of a mystery pack and things like that. So it is a weird line of, is this gambling? Is this just mystery packs and things like that? There's a whole legality.
Do me a favor real quick, Alexa, set a reminder for 1 month to check in on the resale market on these. You know, we'll come back in a month. We got to see what's going on with these. But
quick question.
Yeah.
Not the shoes of the superheroes here. Favorite superhero of the ones of the, you know, the shoes. These models.
Admittedly, not an X-Men guy. So like, I'm going to probably say, though, growing up, I do remember thinking Cyclops was pretty cool because like he shoots lasers out of his face. When is that not
obviously
cool? So maybe I'll stick that to try and be a little unique and not like a I claim Wolverine because that's who I know, you know?
Yeah.
How about you?
Gambit.
Okay.
Gambit's always been my favorite.
What's Gambit's deal? What does Gambit do?
he's a gambler. He's from New Orleans. Okay. He's from New Orleans.
Is that why
he's
his name is Gambit? Because Gambler?
Yeah. And
spoiler. Spoiler alert for anyone out there who didn't know.
Yeah, he can transmit energy, and he throws like playing cards with like energy, like
not just his hands. You could throw the card. Why do you need energy? Throw the card with your hands.
Well, because the energy is like attached to the card, so he can like throw it to something, and it could slice through metal or explode or something. Oh,
okay.
Like that. So
okay,
he transfers energy.
He's like David Blaine.
The card. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's gonna do it for us. He's like David Blaine. You heard it here first.
Cut.
Don't even roll the outro. That's gonna be it for us. So thank you everyone for checking out another episode. Do us a favor real quick, leave a comment down below, let us know which shoe from the Kith and Marvel pack are you most excited about the possibility, and which one would you most hate to get. That'll also be the questionnaire running over on Spotify. So leave us a comment, respond to the survey. We want to we'll pick some of our favorites, we'll respond to them, we'll pin a comment maybe if we're feeling saucy. So
great pack.
We want to hear from y'all for sure. Like you said, exciting to see something exciting happening in sneakers right now. But also at the same time, depressing that this market that, you know, which is so saturated by, you know, high resale prices and exclusivity was like, you know what else would be fun to layer in? Gambling. Were you guys getting bored? How about gambling? But
and they were like, hey, what if we did the Supreme route also where we just gave you an arcade cabinet to buy?
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah,
I guess if you've got $3,000.
Someone does, but it ain't me.
A lot of people.
Yeah. So you can keep up with us online on our website at shoepodcast.com, which is where you can get all these links you're about to hear about. But you can also find us on Instagram at shoepodcast for all of your favorite pictures. You can find us on TikTok at Shoe Podcast with the silliest videos you ever did see. Hopefully you're watching it and you're subscribed at youtube.com/@Shoe Podcast. And lastly, if you want to support our little thing we got going on over here, you can do so at patreon.com/Shoe Podcast for a pathetic $2 a month. That's going to help us run the show here, and it's going to get you early access to videos like these.
Ooh.
Last before we go, Tanner, what do you got for the people you want to leave them with this week?
Oh, Lord, don't cross picket lines.
I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
I'm your co-host, Henry Young.